B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Owl's Nest. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Owl's Nest. We just got done talking about the results from this month's, now that the month is over, May Melee Tournament. And now we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to test out some of Jake's in-game lore knowledge. We know that he's a master when it comes to in-depth analysis. And let's just see how much further into the game that goes as well. So I like to call this game You Don't Know Jack Morrison because, you know, copyright laws and whatnot. So Jake, this is going to be multiple choice. You can take as much time as you need to sort of work through some of these. But the way we're going to do is, before I tell you whether or not you're right or wrong, we're going to go through all the questions so that those of you watching can, pause if you need to, grab a pencil and paper, take this test along with us, and let us know how you did. Might even work to see if we can't get this out on the internet there somewhere so that you can give it to your friends as well. So Jake, first question. What is the name of the diner on Route 66 where the attacking team spawns? Is it A, the Route 66 Dive, B, High Noon In-N-Out, C, the Panorama Diner, or D, Deadlock Diner?
This is tough. I don't know this. I'm going to go with D, Deadlock Diner, though.
All right. Question two. Which of the following are not part of D.Va's old mecha squad? A, Casino, B, King, C, Overlord, or D, D-Mom?
I'm going to go with D-Mom. Again, not 100% on this. These are definitely pretty obscure.
All right, number three. When a friendly Sigma uses his ultimate, he says, what is that melody? When an enemy Sigma uses his ultimate, he uses a different phrase in Dutch. What is the English translation of that phrase? A, what goes up must come down. B, the universe sings to me. C, alley-oop. Or D, and they all fall down.
I'm going to go with B, the universe sings to me.
All right. Question four. Which of the following Talon members were not in Blackwatch? A, Sombra, B, McCree, C, Reaper, or D, none of the above?
A, Sombra.
All right. In a past Gamescom live panel, the Overwatch developers described this character as being emblematic of the optimism and energy of the Overwatch world. They were the response to Tracer's call of, the world could always use more heroes. Which character is this referring to? A, Zenyatta, B, Winston, C, Lucio, or D, Mei?
I'm going to go with C, Lucio.
All right. Question number six. Torbjorn is a Scandinavian masculine given name that comes from the Old Norse... Okay, I actually don't know how to pronounce that. Porbjorn? Which translates to A, Builder God, B, Thunder Bear, C, Loyal Worker, or D, Fire Hand?
I wish it was A, Builder God, but I think it's D, Fire Hand.
All right, next question. Which of the following is not a true fact about Winston? A, Hollywood...
Wait, can I change my answer? Actually, it's got to be Thunder Bear.
All right, sure.
Change my answer to B, Thunder Bear.
Yeah, absolutely. So which of the following is not a true fact about Winston? A, Hollywood contacted him to be in a movie. B, he pays his taxes to the Swiss government. C, Zarya is the only person who has beaten him in an arm wrestling match. Or D, he designed Tracer's chronal accelerator.
I'm going to go with B, Swiss government.
All right. Just about done here. Next question. Jeff Kaplan once confirmed that Junkrat likes to keep this in his canteen. Is it A, Jack Daniel's whiskey? B, milk tea with boba, half sweetened? C, ginger beer? Or D, just regular H2O?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with whiskey. Sort of fitting.
All right, two more to go. Kritz Metzen has joked that Farrah has a little bit of what Marvel hero in her? A, the Hulk, B, Black Widow, C, Captain America, or D, Spider-Man?
Oh, it's got to be Captain America, right?
All right, last question then. Zarya has a tattoo on her arm, 512. What does this number represent? Is it her weightlifting record, the number of lives she failed to save from Omnix, the number of Omnix she killed defending Russia, or its meaning has yet to be revealed?
I thought it's her weightlifting record.
All right, so let's go ahead back here now and see. Which ones you got right? Which ones you got wrong?
I didn't know confidently, so these are even more obscure than I was expecting.
Yep. So you said the name of that diner on Route 66 is the Deadlock Diner. Unfortunately, it is the Panorama Diner.
That makes sense.
Which of the following are not part of Diva's Old Mecha Squad? You said D-Mom. You are correct. Which friendly... When Sigma uses his alt, what does the Dutch translation stand for? You said the universe sings to me, and you were correct. Which of the following Talon members were not in Blackwatch? I actually realized while asking this question that I actually messed up on this. The intended answer was indeed supposed to be Sombra. But technically, McCree was never a member of Talon either, so I guess I could have given either one of those to you. And those of you at home,
true.
A and B both work. In a past Gamescom Live panel, which Overwatch hero was sort of supposed to represent the world could always use more heroes? You said Lucio, and you were correct.
Okay, I'm feeling better now.
Torbjorn is a Scandinavian masculine name given that comes from the Old Norse Porbjorn. That's probably pronounced incorrectly, but you said that it means Thunder Bear. You are correct.
Ooh, the late change. Really, that's a bad idea, but I felt confident.
Which of the following facts were not true about Winston? You said that he pays his taxes to the Swiss government. The correct answer is that Zarya is the only person who has beaten him in an arm wrestling match. He does, in fact, pay taxes to the Swiss government. Huh. What does Junkrat keep in his canteen? You said Jack Daniel's whiskey. It is actually, according to Jeff Kaplan, milk tea with boba half sweet.
All right, this one's just a troll, so how can I get this one right?
There is actually a in-game spray of him drinking a boba tea that has the same icon on it that Mei has her skin from. So,
all right, well, then it is fair. That's fair. I'll take the L.
Chris Metzen has joked that Farrah has a little bit of what Marvel hero in her? You said Captain America, and you were correct.
That one's easy, man. Farrah is such a Captain America type. You know, she's that holier than thou. Justice. Justice reigns from above.
And finally, what does the 512 tattoo on Zarya's arm stand for? It is indeed her weightlifting record. So looking back, you only got three wrong. 3 out of 10. That's
heck
not bad.
Yeah.
That is not bad.
Heck yeah. I'm pretty good at puzzling these
out. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that we do have some place over on our website at checkpointxp.com for you guys to also take this or to give it to your friends for them to take it to see how well they know obscure Overwatch lore. Thank you, Jake, for joining me today, as always, guys. And even though the Overwatch League is going on hiatus for a few weeks, don't worry, we here at the Owl's Nest will still be bringing you some quality content over the next few weeks while we wait for the next tournament to come back to us. So until then, make sure you stay on that payload.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.